It was an eye-opening visit for Louisiana Secretary of State Tom Shedler to the University of Louisiana at Monroe's Natural History Museum.
Certainly, this is probably the most educational facility I've seen here. I was amazed when I walked in here. I had no earthly idea that this existed here.
The secretary was given a firsthand tour of the facility by Dr. Gary Stringer and other ULM faculty, describing the unique artifacts and collections housed in the third floor museum in Sandal Hall. Shedler's visit came at the request of the university's Student Government Association. During a conversation last month in a previous visit to Monroe, ULM President Nick Bruno extended an invitation to Shedler to visit the campus.
I asked him would he have an interest in coming and speaking to our students and visiting the campus. He indicated he did, and Brooke Seaburn, our SGA president, extended an invitation to him to come to campus and view some of our areas, including the museum, and to speak to our students in political sciences and so forth.
He says having the opportunity for a state official to meet and talk with students and tour sites unique to the university is vital to building relationships at this time in higher education.
To get him here to walk with our students, to walk and see our buildings, to see the facility and understand and talk to our faculty and staff, there's no substitute for that. No letter or no brochure can take the place of that. And building relationships is what we're all about. And certainly any relationships we can build with our public officials as well as private supporters is critical at this point.
Bruno says the Natural History Museum, created in 2003, is gaining in popularity.
I think the latest statistics I had, over 6,000 visitors came here last year to see the museum, and they've done a lot of great things in there. Wanting him to see it, we're not ruling out any collaborations. We think it would be great for the university and for the state.
The museum tour has special significance to the secretary, as several of the state's museums are under his direction. Shedler looks down the museum shelves for the first time, and he's impressed with the facility housing 6 million fish specimens. He, as Bruno, believes collaborative efforts with the university's museum and state museums has merit. He already has in mind some items that could be displayed at ULM, which are currently housed at the LSCM Museum in Shreveport.
We try to tie education into all of our museums, and we have, I think, about 15 or 20 taxidermied animals that were apparently donated years ago that are in storage in the basement, and I'm going to certainly make an inventory of that and see if there's something that can be used here and donate that to this facility.
The ULM Natural History Museum operates through the work of volunteer efforts. Shedler says while the state's budget is tight and would likely not bring funding to the facility, he could see the state promoting the museum through Louisiana's Heroes and Heritage Trail. The trail, promoted statewide, features museums operated by the Secretary of State's office. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.